This is Grand Finale, co-host of the Drive Time Radio Show, and you are listening to WGXC Agra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC. Radio for open ears. If you like what you're hearing, you know, WGXC has been really producing some excellent music programming.
After the father first, I know he'll always take. this. We about to come back in.
Better. God's way is better. I tried it and I know. How many people out there, you can wave your hand right where you are. I say hallelujah. God, I found your way is better. Lord, have mercy. Oh, I wish I had time to just testify. Tried it and I know your way is better. Yes, that's Bishop Marvin Sapp with that one, beloved. Good morning. Good morning. Good Sunday morning, this second Sunday in the season of Advent. Ah, yes, something that the early church mothers and fathers, I'm sure it was a woman's idea, came up with, that we would prepare ourselves, you know, our minds, our hearts, for the magnitude of the message that Jesus Christ was born, a celebration of the incarnation of the God creator, who came into this world concerned, caring for us, to experience what his creation had experienced from the womb to the tomb. Love it, love it, love it. And on the way, showing us, hallelujah, the way, showing us, said, the things I do, you will do too, and greater. Oh my goodness, it's always a joy when we see and we are doing what Jesus did and doing it, hallelujah, for his glory. I tell you, I've done some things that I'm not all that happy or proud of in my lifetime, that was doing it another way. But doing it his way, oh, it's so much better. It's so much better. I tried it and I know. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you are listening to me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And I'm not here by myself. Oh, no, no, no. I'm here with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin, who reached out to me with a SOS this morning. Hallelujah. And he has been on the job. Snaps and claps to Mr. Randall Martin. Hallelujah. How you doing this fine Sunday morning now, brother? How you doing now?
We are pulling it together, and good morning, Brightsiders, on this happy event season. And, you know, God bless our listeners and us and
amen.
You.
Amen. God bless us. Amen. What's that Christmas movie? And at the end, he says, God bless us, everyone. Hallelujah. Look how long it's been since. There's so many more Christmas movies out now. I tell you, the old classics, I don't get to watch as much. I remember growing up watching March of the Wooden Soldiers and the movie that I'm talking about that I can't remember the name of. But I remember, God bless you, everyone. Yes. Well, listen, that's what we come to do. We come to bless you with music that is with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. The music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Thank God for our audio engineer extraordinaire. I am in Maryland, the beautiful state of Maryland, leaving out of New York City yesterday in much rain. Had on my fur-lined boots, my down coat, and my leather gloves coming out of Hudson, New York on Friday. And praise the Lord, got to some point on this road and it was 64 degrees. I felt like I was back in springtime. I had to take off the gloves, open up the coat, and I came here to Maryland to see our beloved sister. Those of you who have been working with us, journeying with us, and Overcoming Ministries for a minute, you know, Reverend Dr. Denise. She's been working with us always on our prayer line ministry, and her and her husband, they co-lead our book circles. We started a book circle to read up on the issues of racism and how to overcome experiences, what it looks like, people that have endured and overcome instances where they've been in a situation where white supremacists and people who remember a golden age of all whiteness and want to return to that, you know. And we've been doing these book groups for a while. I had a wonderful book group on Monday, closing out on the book My Seven Black Fathers by Will Jawando, who's a councilman here in Maryland and also their son-in-law. And she shared on the book group, she's been sharing very openly her battle with breast cancer. And having undergone a radical surgery a couple of weeks ago, I've come down to just share with her a little bit, love on her a little bit, and, you know, asking you all for your continued prayers. Hallelujah. She's doing well. She looks well. She's, you know, but she's still got, you know, the appointments to make and things to do in order to come through. So thank you for keeping her in your prayers. Beautiful family, beautiful home. And yeah, that's where we're broadcasting from today, beloved. And thank you, Mr. Randall Martin, for making it happen, for making it happen for me, for us, for the Lord, for the Lord. So, beloved, like I said, we come with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've got Joyful. Fixed It Up With Jesus. Yes, we fixed it. Joyful and then Fixed It Up With Jesus. All right. Joyful because I fixed it up with Jesus. And joy to the world. Yes. Joyful, joyful. We adore thee. Yes. We've got the joyful music for the joyful season. Jesus is the reason for the season. And we're doing it right here for you with music. With the heart, mind, and soul message. So here we go. Joyful, Mr. Dante Bo.
Joyful. Today. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling out my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new. Today. I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade. Today. Ooh. This is the day that the Lord has made. Ooh. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here. Today. So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your road. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy down in my heart, today.
You know, me and a few friends were sitting talking one day, and one of my friends was really depressed. He was saying that he didn't have no joy this holiday season. And I told that friend that day, I said, you know, no matter what you're going through, there's someone out there
that's less fortunate than you. And you still have a lot to be thankful for. Then that day, I told him, you need to be like me. You know what I did? I fixed it up with Jesus this holiday. I fixed it up with Jesus this holiday. All of my days were dark as night because my soul just wasn't right. This holiday, I made peace with my enemies. This holiday, when I say hi to someone and they turn their nose up at me, I can put a smile on my face. God's the only friend I need. On, y'all. Then we continued to talk, and I said, you are blessed. You have a nice home, a nice car, but it's still one thing you need to know. You know what I turned? I learned to be a little more humble this holiday. A little more humble this holiday. I've learned that there's no big guys and little you. Cause in God's amen, we all got work to do. Oh, yeah.
Be more humble this holiday.
I'm gonna say that one more time. I fixed it up with Jesus this holiday. I fixed it up with Jesus this holiday. All of my days were dark as night because my soul just wasn't right. Oh, yeah.
With Jesus this,
yes, I did. Same like that, huh?
joy to the world.
are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. Yes, yes, yes. With glorious, joyful music in celebration of the reason for the season, the birth of Jesus Christ, our King. Oh, my God, how good it is to be here with you today to share this joyful holiday music. We have more coming for you. Amen. More coming at you. So stay right there. And after, what we got next? The First Noel is what we just heard, I believe. 12 Days of Christmas. And after that, we'll be back with our spiritual social commentaries for today.
To certain poor shepherds in fields as they
Yes, yes, yes. He gave me the victory. We on the countdown to Christmas, beloved. Yes, we are the incarnation of our Messiah. And I want to read the word of God to you, talk to you out of my thoughts on this for a moment or two. From the word of God in the book of John, the Bible tells us in another place that John was considered the disciple whom Jesus loved, that they had a relationship, you know, like you can love ice cream, you can love your car, you can love your dog, you can love your spouse, your partner, you know, you love your child. But that love for either of those things is different, right? It's a different kind of love. And John was the disciple that Jesus loved. John gave us the Gospel of John, the letters of John, 1 John, 2 John, a book of Revelation. He wrote these things as he experienced them, and he wrote these things as they were downloaded to him by our Lord. God is still doing that. He's still downloading messages into people. Yes, God is people who are creatives, right? And they write down these messages that they receive, you know, songs or books or plays or scripts or created tangible items, you know, things we never knew about before, but somehow they get this idea of this thing that can become something, and then we have it. We know so well the technological age, now the digital age, and things that when we were growing up did not exist, nor were they a thought in our mother's mind, right? I remember growing up and watching a Get Smart and Dick Tracy and Lost in Space, you know, and Lost in Space had the robot and Dick Tracy had the watch that you could talk into. Somebody got that downloaded into them, you know, and somebody else put it together and made it happen. Not just one somebody we know, but, you know, there was somebody who had the thought and people grabbed hold of it and made these things happen. And so, amen, it's kind of hard for people to wrap their minds around the incarnation of Christ, that the Messiah would come into the world. But we have the record. We have the record of people who witnessed it, experienced it, lived it. And John is one of those people. And he wrote down for us these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. Hallelujah. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. And this John in this verse is another John. Very popular name still today, right? This was John the Baptist that you're talking about, that came as a witness to testify concerning this light that came into the world, also known as the Word, also known as God. Says the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. When we talk about Advent season, beloved, when we talk about the preparation for the celebration, this is what we're talking about. This is the story of the incarnation. This spells it out in layman's terms. This makes it possible for us to begin to let our divine minds operate and give us the visualization of how creation got going, that it was in the mind and heart of God. It was a word of God that brought it into being. The book of Genesis tells us that God said, "Let there be," and it was so. And some people, you know, they break it down to a very, very basic understanding of God spoke, and it was. But I, in my divine mind, I can see where God had this vision, had this thought, had this desire, and spoke it. And then all that was necessary to bring it into fruition began to occur. Hallelujah. The Bible says that one day with God is like a thousand. So, you know, I don't get caught up into all of these man-made technologies that try to date how long we've been here and how long the earth has been in existence and how long it has to go. Because in God's time, in God's timetable, our understanding just ain't there. Okay. But the point of the matter and the fact of the matter and the truth of the matter is that creation began. It began somehow, somewhere. And my faith and my Bible tells me that it began with God and that God, hallelujah, he had sons. Yes, the Bible tells us in Genesis also that the sons of God began to marry the children of man, and God was not pleased with that. So when the Bible tells us about the only begotten son, this is not the angelic beings that God created that, you know, recognize God as father. This is not us, you know, born unto man and, you know, man and woman and adopted into the family of God where we can be called children of God. I'm a daughter of God. My brother's a son of God. No, this is the only begotten son of God. Hallelujah. God wrapping himself up in essence and coming upon a virgin Mary and hallelujah. As somebody said, I think it was Sojourner Truth, that this was a God and a woman thing and man ain't have nothing to do with it, right? He chose this vessel and in through this vessel experienced the gestational period, experienced the birth canal, experienced the opening eyes into this world that he had created, experienced learning how to cry as a baby, how to walk as a child, how to, you know, grow and experience the different stages of development mentally, emotionally, physically, wanted to know, hallelujah, what it is to be us, wanted to know what it is to deal with the vicissitudes of life, wanted us to know that in him we could. And so, beloved, we get ready, and this period of Advent is a preparation, a celebration of that, a celebration that we recognize that God came into this world, that we recognize that his coming was a gift, that we recognize that this gift brought us into a light that the darkness cannot pierce. I thank God. You know, I'm going to wrap up, beloved, but I could go on and on, but I do want to make this point. Somebody out there may listening might take this point. You know, in our ministry, we have a couple of our members who work in institutions, hospital settings, psychiatric facilities, where we have so many young people, single-digit children, early tweens and teens that are hospitalized for what are diagnosed mental health issues. She was sharing with us, you know, a couple of them share with us that these young people, they get medications, and at this time of year, they find that they have to increase medication dosages to get them to sleep at night and increase dosages to help them to stay calm during the day. But in all of this, beloved, amen, they're not allowed to share the word of God. They're not allowed to pray with them. Come on here, somebody. Oh my God. But what if instead of overdosing our kids so that they can't function, overdosing our kids so they become dependent on medications, overdosing our kids so that they think this is normal and that this is something they have to depend on. What if we gave them the word of God, hallelujah, and taught them that God loves them and the power of God and what his word can do? Oh, yes, beloved, it works. Look, medication don't work for everybody. The word of God might not work for everybody the way they want it to work, but I'm telling you, it works, and it'll work if you work it. The word of God came, hallelujah, with a light that could pierce the darkness. And I put it out there yesterday in our Bible study class. I put it out there. You know, they may not allow you to pray, and why not? What hurt is it going to do, really? But they may not allow you to pray in the workplace. They may not allow you to talk to your clients or your patients about Jesus or the word of God, but you can still do it. And if one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight, get together with some other believers and begin to pray for the people in your unit. Begin to pray for the people on your caseload. And then watch God, you know, over 6 weeks, over 6 months, over 6 years. Hallelujah. See what God will do. I just want you to know Jesus' coming is important, significant, necessary, irrefutable, undeniable. We celebrate. We celebrate Jesus our Christ. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Yes, beloved, there is a bright side. And it's here with me on WGXC. I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We got more music for your heart, your mind, and your soul. And right now, hallelujah, Brother Randall is going to hit it and play us something, because I'm not sure what it is. But he's got some music for your heart, your mind, and your soul with a message. Hallelujah, from the Lord.
Went out in that water, went out in that water, and if I
I just came to tell you what the Lord said. Yes. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. Ah, the Word became flesh and came and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. More about Jesus, I would know. More of his goodness to others, show. More of his mercy and his grace to me. More of his saving love to be. More and more about Jesus. Well, beloved, we're counting down to Christmas. And you know this is that season where we bring you that music with that message. So come on back next Sunday. Be right here with us. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskills, New York. I want to give a shout out to the Giving Tuesday people, the people who saw this, had this thought, had that, gave that word, spoke that word into existence. I think the report was that $3 billion had been collected and given to various causes all around the globe. We didn't get maybe a 1% of what our goal was thus far, but, you know, we hope it keeps on coming in. We hope people were taking opportunity to support this radio station on Giving Tuesday. But, you know, every day is a day we can give. I want to shout out all of the organizations, Toys for Tot, Eva Casey, the county clerk's office who works along with our ministry and others to give gifts to kids for Christmas. We have almost 50 more names than the names that we submitted for our partnership. And so we're hoping that people will help us. If you would like to help, give a gift, be a gift, send a gift, let us know. Let us know. You can find us at Overcomers Ministries 12534 at gmail.com. Or just reach out to the WGXC. They'll get the message to me. Amen. But we're looking for your help. We want to help make Christmas about Christ. Let them know that we give gifts because God gave us the greatest gift God could give. And so, yes, that's what the season is about. I want to say happy birthday to all you December birthday people. And listen, if somebody's born on Christmas Day, like my grandson, or near Christmas, don't jip them. Make sure they get a Christmas gift and a Christmas and a birthday gift. That's me. That's what I do. And that's my message for you, too. We're getting ready to leave. Remember, don't quit in the dip. No matter how great a day, how dark the cloud may be, the sun is still shining. The light is still there. There is a bright side somewhere right now, right here with me on WGXC. One last song as we go. This Christmas by Mr. Toby, Mr. Brian Courtney Wilson. And we're out. God bless you. Have a good week.